that is a tremendous area of growth. Then you've got your leadership track. And to me, the leadership track starts with Table Topics Master. Doesn't start with President or Sergeant at Arms. It starts with Table Topics Master, because that's where you start to lead a group. And you have to get people up and off the stage in a certain time. Then it goes to the General Evaluator, and you have to orchestrate part of the meeting and handle the functionaries and handle the coaches or the evaluators and get them up and handled and be responsible for that part of the meeting. Then it goes to Toastmasters, where you're responsible for the whole meeting. Now you start to develop your leadership skills to run a meeting, keep bringing in on time, control the different elements, make sure the segues are working like they need to. Then you can start to get over into your officer positions and moving up the officer positions and all the gain that you get from that. And that communication and leadership goes hand in hand. In order to be a great leader, I think you have to be a strong communicator. And if you're a strong communicator, you can be a good leader at that point. You cannot have one without the other one. That's why I think the Toastmasters program is so dynamic in the way that it develops both those skills in that safe, fun, friendly environment that we can practice in here and we can, you know, get on our feet. So when we go out and we have to run a meeting, we have to speak out in the world, we have the ability to do it.
What's the value, Lance, of becoming an officer outside of the club, going on to that next level? I know you've met district officers all over the planet.
Yeah.
What do they gain from being in that position?
It's interesting because I've been a district officer as well. You continually push yourself outside the comfort zone. It's one thing to take your club, that warm friend, friendly environment that you know and all those people that you know, and get them scheduled on time, get the dues collected, run the meetings, get everything set up like it needs to be set up. It's a completely different thing to take three or four other clubs as an area governor and see that those clubs are meeting their criteria and working with people you don't know and going in and helping those clubs survive and improve. It's an entirely different game. And so as you move up the different ranks in the district, it builds you into a better and better leader, and the ability to work with diverse personalities, diverse situations, to get those groups to move. Again, it's a process. You know, maybe it's going to take 5 or 6 years. It's going to take a whole series of division or area or district governors to actually get this club where they need to go. But you moved them that 1 foot or that 1 inch that they needed to move, and you got them going in the right direction. Okay, so that's where I really see the benefit of the district jobs are.
Now, I know this is going to seem like an obvious question, but what skills are those skills transferable? What I've learned in my club and I've learned being a district officer, are they really transferable to the outside world?
I do today in my life what I do largely because of what I learned in Toastmasters. And I'm the president of an international foundation, and we have offices around the world. And I do that because of my speaking ability and my ability to organize and lead. And that's why I was hired for that job. These Toastmaster skills are directly applicable to our success in life. I have seen people come into a Toastmasters meeting who were borderline homeless, who were getting ready to get kicked out of their apartment because they couldn't pay their rent. And somebody brought them, and they came up, brought them to the meeting. They came up, they did table topics a couple times, and because of that had to confront and the drive to go out and get a job and get through a job interview and start working again just because of what they experienced in Toastmasters. And they didn't even join. They just came as a guest. I've seen people that were afraid to stand up and say their name. And they stood up in a meeting and had to say, maybe they spoke for 15 seconds, but they came back in and they said, I can't believe this. This thing happened at work. And they said, we want to introduce the new receptionist or something, and they stood up and they said, hi, my name's so-and-so, I'm glad to be here. And they said, I was able to do it. And people came up to me and said hi to me afterwards. It changed their life. The communication skills, the basic leadership skills, to me, it's applicable worldwide. I mean, Toastmasters is in 92 countries. It wouldn't be there if it wasn't serving a benefit to the members in those different countries.
You truly are a product of the Toastmasters organization.
I consider myself a product of this organization. But I will also say that I worked the manuals, I worked the leadership programs, I worked these things myself. I picked them up and I picked up the ball and I ran with it, but it shows what you can do with it if you want to just actually do this. It's there waiting for you to do. And what I see a lot of people do is they get very comfortable. And they don't really push themselves outside their comfort zone. They don't try to strive a little further. You know, they become complacent with their meetings. You know, and again, it's that whole thing of setting a high bar, because the whole growth that you can experience is only limited by what we as an individual, mm-hmm. want to limit it to, okay? And